Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Program, hello. We are here to try to, and I say we, the collective, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I, trying to make complex the complexity of the reality of the world that we live in today. Is kind of frustrating. Sometimes you can try to make things too simple, but I like to boil things down and get to the bottom line. Hopefully that makes it better for all of you and all of us to. This is a very complex world we live in. It's made more complex by a lot of misinformation, scant details about things. And so everyone, so I don't like to have too much detail because then you get into the weeds and that people lose interest. But to have you understand things from a different perspective is also, I think, very important. So having said that, there's a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot. There's some misinformation. Maybe, Victoria, you agree with me categorizing it as some regarding Michael Bloomberg and things that get taken out of context. We say this, or things that seem to take on a life of their own. With Bloomberg, the best people can do who don't like him is to refer to his trying to control people and their habits as for smoking and what you drink and that sort of thing. But I think it really hard-pressed to go to New York. If you are seeing some of these ads that are playing now for Bloomberg, the sort of people that are endorsing him, if that's the right word, are pretty much people from the street, not people that you would see or hear otherwise, but people that have experienced things while he was mayor of New York and what that brings to the table. So I do think, even as you've heard me say, I think he would make a very good president. Maybe that colors my point of view a little bit, like we're all colored by our own personal opinions. I do think, though, on an average, and you compare what he's done and how he's done it, he's created, he didn't come from wealth, he's created something that is very valuable on the economic front, the reality of how, frankly, the stock market works and how companies work. It's a very valuable tool. And the fact that he was able to do a lot of things in New York that other people hadn't done, yeah, can you find stuff? You can always find things that are distracting, no matter who you are or what you do. But I think all in all, when you look at what he's done, and if you really give it a fair shake, I believe he's way above the caliber of the other people that are running the Democratic circles. Whatever you think about Republicans, I'm just talking about now the Democratic focus on who's going to be the nominee to take on Trump. So having said that, how is he doing, Jennifer?
Well, he's finally starting to go out on the road, because his biggest issue, I think we'd all agree, is that he's very well known in New York and maybe along the East Coast, but people in the middle of the country in California aren't really aware of who Mike Bloomberg is. So he started out in California, made a few headlines, because he said the rest of the country should take note as to what's going on in California because you are a model. And I thought, oh, gosh. California is a model. Watch
well, they
out
are,
the
but California is in so many ways. So yep. Many things have started in California that have been great for everyone.
Good and, I mean, good and bad.
No smoking in yeah. any public place. That started in California. So a lot of good things have come from California. I know you and I disagree on politics, but I do think overall that the rest of the country does look to California for a lot of things, especially
yes.
environmental.
It's hard because most businesses, I think people are leaving California now in larger numbers than they're coming in. Our net migration loss, for the first time in decades, is happening now because it is very difficult for businesses.
But it's not because of the stuff that he's highlighting.
Well, I'm talking about, he's saying that California is a prime example. I'm telling you why he should be careful of that, especially with the voters he's trying to court, because many of them are leaving the state of California because it's too expensive to run a business and it's too expensive to live here. Half the homeless population in the country lives in California. People are sleeping on the streets, living and dying on the streets. There are a lot of things in California that the people that he needs to vote for him are going to say, wait a second, California doesn't look like they've got it all together. So in any case, he was here, and then he moved on to the Midwestern states, and this is where he's really going to need to focus, because I think most people in the Midwest don't seem to know much about Mayor Bloomberg. So he went to Illinois, Minnesota, and Ohio. And he went out into to factories. He's trying to go after, it seems, he's less concerned with Democrats, and he's more concerned with independents and Republicans who backed Trump in 2016, but maybe haven't felt the economic boost that many people have felt under President Trump. So they're hearing the economy's good, but maybe they're not feeling it. That seems to be his target. He did a one-day swing, went through all the states. He invited the press to go with him. The press had to pay their own way, basically, to fly along with Mike Bloomberg. That's a good thing. That's what they do when they fly with the president as well. He was asked all sorts of things about Elizabeth Warren, his competitor, whether he'd release women from non-disclosure agreements with his company, as Elizabeth Warren called for. He responded, she should worry about herself, and I'm worried about myself. He said, when people or organizations make an agreement, you can't just walk away from legal agreements, and for all I know, the other side wouldn't want to get out of that either. He also talked to a group of soybean farmers in Wells, Minnesota. And I thought this was interesting, too, and maybe a bit problematic. I'm eager to know what you think about this. His quote with them was, a computer terminal is the new pitchfork. We've seen, and he's talking about broadband access and, of course, retraining workers who are in industries that aren't going further. We've seen a lot of people, Joe Biden comes to mind, I think probably top of the list, who go to places like where he does very well in Pennsylvania, and he tells coal miners, we're going to get you retrained in writing code. Do you think that this is a way to reach farmers, Doug? I mean, I ask you innocently to try to say that they're going to retrain them with computer skills rather than give them supplies to do the farming.
Well, I think it depends on how you define farmers. That's a loose definition. Younger people who are using, if they can find it, the net neutrality thing has screwed farmers over. Another one of the Trump deals that has not worked well for the American farmer. And the younger farmers know that. I don't think there's a lot of support at all for younger or from younger or middle-aged farmers for Trump because of things like that. They don't know, however, what their options are because they don't like most of the options that are presented by the Democrats because nobody's talking about what it is that's important not only to them but to the American food supply. The American public is getting the short end of the stick when it comes to good quality food and understanding what the future of food is and the family farm and farms in general in our country. I think using the tools that he has, if he's talking about his own stuff or in terms of whatever is available, not only for tools that you can get from using modern computers, but having access using iPhones and iPads and things that connect to the rest of the world, it's not very easy. If you're out in the middle of nowhere in Nebraska or Iowa or North Dakota or any of the big farm states, they can't get access. There are a lot of them that are just plain dead now because they don't have access to any information because they can't get a hold of things on the net. They can't log on. They can't do any of that stuff. They don't have cell phone service anymore. I mean, it's really become a vast wasteland, and most people, again, on the two coasts, they don't know. They don't give a damn about what's going on in North Dakota. They don't know it. All they know is they go to the grocery store, and they can get a head of lettuce, and that's all they know. And that's a very big, that's a very dangerous position for us to be in. But it speaks to a lot of the other, frankly, ignorance that is a part of living in America today. People just kind of take things, and, you know, they don't really dig around or know more about the, not even the present, but the future. And I think the Bloomberg here is speaking to the future because farming is going to have to be, if we're going to be competitive on the world stage, they're going to have to bring net neutrality or they have to bring back service to farmers so that they can stay up on what the current things that they need to know are, whether it's servicing a tractor, and they need to go online to do this, get the schematics of an older tractor or whatever it is. I mean, people don't think about that, but that's something that needs to be thought about. And these people in the current administration have wiped that out completely. So Yeah, I think he's got...
So he knows he has to be out there because he's having some problems with traction after jumping into the race. I'm looking at the national average right now, and this is the only place that Bloomberg actually shows up in the polling. So if you look at the national average on Real Clear Politics, Biden is handily ahead once again at 29.3. He's followed by Bernie Sanders, who's been surging upwards at 20.3. Elizabeth Warren has 14.8, Mayor Pete is 7.5, Bloomberg comes in fifth at 5.8. If you start drilling
in, he just got in.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying is that. I'm not trying to pick sides here. I'm just saying, honestly, from a perspective, he's going to have to get some traction fast because, well, he just got in. People are voting in a month. And then Biden has actually started to go on an upward trajectory again. Remember, Elizabeth Warren was winning in South Carolina. Bernie Sanders was winning in Nevada. Biden's up by 9 in Nevada now, and he's up by 18 in South Carolina over Elizabeth Warren, who is struggling now to get minority support. She was one of the candidates who had it at the beginning, and now she's losing it. So it'll be interesting to see again. Bloomberg did just get in, but he's got a quick sprint because people are going to start voting next month with early voting.
He's no fool. He knows what the situation is.
Well, and I think he's also banking on an impeachment trial, too, which, you know, Nancy Pelosi might be hurting the campaign of Mayor Bloomberg without realizing it because she's holding up the articles of impeachment. So,
yeah. All right. Well, that's good. That's an update. And a half, actually, on what's going on with Bloomberg and some of the other candidates. 18 after the hour here on the DJV program.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And copays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Copay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Hi, I'm Jay Farmer, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Yeah.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I know when you go down all your darkest roads, I would have followed all the way to the graveyard. Oh, 'cause I keep digging myself down deeper. I won't stop till I get.
It's 24 after the hour on the DJV program, and our musical focus in this hour starts with Halsey, who's embarking this summer on a North American tour, actually a leg of the Manic World Tour, supporting her upcoming third album called Manic. So is she manic? What do we know about this young lady? I don't know that much about her. She's
bipolar, if that counts as, which I guess half of is manic. Yeah, but I don't know. I think that she's kind of an artist. She does, I mean, obviously she sings, but she paints and she does a ton of different stuff. And I think this is maybe just a reference to having kind of manic energy. She's really, you know, kind of all over the place on the stage and excitable. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. I think this will be a fun tour, though.
Not something to hold. Is she good musically? I don't know. I know the name, but I don't know that much about her. She obviously is popular if she can set up a tour.
I think she's got a great
like
voice.
This.
Yeah, I think she's got. I like her. Yeah, I think she's good.
She a good storyteller? She write the music herself?
Yeah, I think that's the best part of this. Yeah. She doesn't have a huge range, and but she has an interesting voice, and I think the stories are the interesting part of it.
Yeah, well, that's what makes this stuff. If you pay attention, you can figure out sometimes what the lyrics are, not of just contemporary music, but some of the old stuff. You don't really know. I mean, I can tell you a lot about any number of old hits, but can I tell you about the lyric lines? Not necessarily. So this
she's got
is
a lot of, she was homeless, and she's had a rough path to stardom, so I think she kind of writes a lot about where she's been. Her parents disowned her, and she's been through a lot.
How old is she?
20-something?
Young 20s? Yeah, probably around
early
the same 20s. Age as me, or a little bit younger.
Well, she's got a 27-day tour, outdoor venues for the most part, starting June 2nd in the White River Amphitheater up in Seattle. It goes all the way into August and to Irvine at the Five Point Amphitheater there. Along the way, she's performing at places like the Hollywood Bowl. She's at Mountain View on the Shoreline Amphitheater in California, in Queens at the Forest Hill Stadium, And in Morrison, Colorado at the Red Rocks. Wow, what a fabulous place that is. The acoustics there, unbelievable. In the Red Rock Amphitheater. Churches and Omar Apollo are serving as the opening acts on that tour. All tickets purchased for the North American leg of this Manic World Tour, accompanied by a CD, copy of this CD Manic, which is due out next week. So that's the story on Halsey for those of you who are followers of that fashion. Moving along now into the Ozzy Osbourne camp, Sharon, his wife. Was she still married to him? I thought they were getting a divorce.
No, they're hanging in there.
Okay, okay. Anyway, she says that her husband, Ozzy, working on a song with Elton John. The show that she does on TV, she's on that show, The Talk, on CBS. She laid out Ozzy's plans for the year. She said a lot of good things. Wellness, getting back with his band, doing what he loves, which is touring and being out there with his fans. And yes, there's new music, and it's great. He's got all his friends playing on it. He's doing a song with Elton. There's so much good stuff. Ozzy began the year last year with some serious health setbacks, forcing him to cancel 5 shows during the year and postpone the leg of his tour in Europe. But after collaborating with Post Malone on his album Hollywood's Bleeding, where Ozzy appears on the hit single Take What You Want, he was inspired to record his first new solo album in 10 years. It's called Ordinary Man. It's produced with Post Malone's frequent collaborator Andrew Watt, set for release in February with a couple of singles out already. Sharon didn't say whether Elton John collaboration will appear on Ordinary Man or is just a separate release. Confirmed guests, by the way, on the album include Guns N' Roses members Slash and Duff McKagan, as well as Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith. That's that story. It's 28 after the hour.
This special report is sponsored by Yoplait. Kick off the new year with new snack wins for mom. Yoplait has collaborated with Starburst to release a new line of original style yogurt varieties, available in 4 signature Starburst flavors: strawberry, cherry, lemon, and orange. The fun doesn't stop there. Go-Gurt Yogurt is bringing the magic of unicorns to life with 2 fun flavors: raspberry and rainbows, and strawberry banana sparkle. These delicious varieties are bursting with fun flavors the whole family will love and are the latest addition to the Yoplait Snack Time lineup. Yoplait, Starburst, and Unicorn Go-Gurt Yogurt will be available at most major retailers nationwide beginning in January 2020. To learn more, visit www.yoplait.com or follow Yoplait on Facebook or Instagram. Yoplait, for big little wins.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because right now, all HP ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at Staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Valid 1/5/20 to 1/11/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/ink savings for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The president addressing a large red, white, and blue crowd in Toledo, Ohio at a COG Keep America Great rally. Earlier in the day, President Trump, speaking at the White House, standing firm on his decision to kill top Iranian terrorist Soleimani. The president telling reporters, "We caught a total monster.
We did it because they were looking to blow up our embassy. We also did it for other reasons that were very obvious."
Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi on Capitol Capitol Hill holding a news conference and holding a War Powers Resolution vote in the House aimed at limiting the president's ability to strike Iran in the future. It's a non-binding resolution, Republicans calling it weak because it will never become law. It's basically the House sending a note to the president saying, hey, we don't approve of you doing any further action against Iran. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Once again, faced with the dilemma, what do we talk about? The biggest dilemma is trying to figure out and sift through all the things that are going on and find things that will impact you or have meaning and last, if you will, in your mind. The things that we say, things that you think, share with us, if you like, on Twitter, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Is the way I connect with most people, or it's facebook.com/Doug Steffen. Inside the minds of Victoria and Jennifer and Kara, we go with the latest on Tom Brady. Is this a sports story, human interest story? What do we think is going to happen to Tom Brady? Inquiring minds want to know, Victoria.
Well, he has kind of left people hanging. He made some cryptic statements on Saturday after the Patriots got knocked out of the postseason by the Tennessee Titans, he made some cryptic statements saying, you know, who knows what the future holds. And, you know, people really interpreted that as, is he really considering retiring? Is he considering going to another team? And so he has now issued his own statement on Instagram saying, I just want to thank all of our fans. After a few days of reflection, I'm so grateful and humbled by the unconditional support you've shown me the past 2 decades. Running out of that tunnel every week is a feeling that's hard to explain. I wish every season ended with a win, but that's not the nature of sports or life. And he said, in both life and football, failure is inevitable. You don't always win. You can, however, learn from that failure, pick yourself up with great enthusiasm, and place yourself in the arena again. That's right where you will find me, because I know I still have more to prove. So basically, he has said he's not going anywhere, and he will still be on the Patriots. Now, there are rumors, because he will be a free agent next season, there are some rumors that other teams are trying to court him. I would not doubt that at all. I'm sure lots of teams would love to have Tom Brady, but I think that everything's probably going to get worked out between Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick.
Yep.
And I think that's where Brady intends to stay.
They're going to sign him for 2 more years, and then he'll be done.
Yeah.
Let's see where, how that trades. Speaking
rumor
of,
has that they're going to try to get Gronk to come back for the last 2 years, and they're going to try to.
They need to let Gronk just go. Like, I think we need to
Brady
stop
doesn't
making
play
Gronk
as well
happen.
With. I know, but they don't play as well with that. He doesn't play as well without him, and that's what a lot of people are saying was his problem.
Gronk looks
this year,
pretty happy.
Yeah, but he might be happy if he gets $30 million a year and play for 2 more years with
make me happy.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, exactly. So, Victoria, as long as we have you focused, not that you aren't always focused, but you're our expert on Puerto Rico, I think, when it comes to the situation there because of your connection to the rescue, the animal rescue services down there. Still 3 million people without power there, those earthquakes. Do you have an update, any more information about the homes that have been destroyed and the people? There's a lot of serious disruption there.
Yeah, they actually say that the earthquakes have done more damage than the hurricanes did. And that's a big statement because the hurricanes really did so much damage to the island. And now the Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has declared a public health emergency in Puerto Rico. And this is in response to the most recent earthquakes. They say that we are concerned about potential impacts of this week's earthquakes on the lives of our fellow citizens in Puerto Rico. Across the Health and Human Services, we've worked closely with the territory's Health and Human Services authorities on disaster recovery. And basically he's saying they're going to try to do everything that they can. They've restored power to 550,000 homes so far. That's about 33% of customers across the island. 75% of homes are expected to have power by this weekend if everything goes according to plan. But, you know, again, there have been a lot of tremors and buildings collapsed, and it's definitely a mess. And a lot of people are, understandably, sleeping outdoors because they're terrified to stay indoors. So a lot of the images that we've seen are people, entire families, sleeping in their front or backyards. They've pulled their mattresses and their beds outside because they're afraid if another tremor comes along while they're asleep, the building is going to crumble on them.
Yeah, remember, building codes there are not quite the same. The building codes of the Caribbean are pretty weak, pretty lax. And so a lot of the homes are just shacks there, as they are on other islands, whether it's Jamaica or you go down all the way to the Turks and Caicos. It's just they don't pay a lot of attention to shelter or to requirements. So, you know, while we're talking about disaster, anything on Australia other than what has surfaced about the number of arsonists who have ignited a lot of these fires, the information or misinformation that's coming out of Australia as to what's burning, what isn't burning, it certainly looks like a mess. And a lot of people are pledging support. A lot of actors, actresses, people that are well known have put their money where your mouth is in terms of helping out or pledging down there. But that's the thing that is so distressing, we'd have that here, is that a lot of these fires were set. It's just, why would you do that to your country? Why would you do that? What is there that, unless you're completely mad, why would you want to do that? What would motivate somebody to do something like that? Good God. Oof. So
a lot of sick people out there.
Yep. All right. You know what we? I was looking around and I thought to myself, there's something missing this week. And I had, you know, in my mind, because I've been doing this for so long, there are certain things that happen, certain times of the year, certain dates, certain things that each year we sort of wrap ourselves around. And I had forgotten that this week marks the 85th birthday of Elvis Presley. And I don't know why I didn't.
85,
somebody
said,
he would be 85 had he lived. He's been dead for longer than he was alive. He died at the age of 42 in August of 1977. He was born January 8th, 1935. And you look at the body of work. I was talking about this this fabulous portrait done on video of America's small towns and some of the roadways that were a part of the beginning of Americana. And one of the things they focused on was Elvis's birthplace in Tupelo, Mississippi. It's just a little shack. It's just they've fixed it up, or, you know, they've sort of made it a museum, but it's just a little one-room shack, basically, where he was born. And then, you know, you think about what he did.
Where he died looks like a shack compared to what celebrities are doing with their money now. I mean, think about his house, Graceland. I mean, that wasn't
a big deal.
That big when you compare it to how celebrities live now.
Yeah,
yikes.
You're right about that and the amount of money. But, you know, remember, Jennifer, his estate, his daughter and his wife, former wife, have made more money since he died than he ever made while he was alive. And that's one of the other things that's kind of strange, a little spooky about some of these people that have gone on in history. Michael Jackson's family making a lot more money now off of him and his image and what he'd done during his career than he made during his lifetime. The thing that I was taken back by, this portrait of America in video brings you to not only the house where he was born, but the first few years of his life. On his 8th birthday, his mother brought him to a hardware store and bought him, as a birthday present, an $8 guitar. And that's how he learned how to play the guitar. And what brought him into what prominence he had, an $8 guitar. Imagine that and what it led to. And he had asked his mother for something else. I've forgotten what he had asked for, but that's not what his mother thought. He ought to have a guitar. So in front of the hardware store in Tupelo, and I think it may have been the original guitar that's sort of hanging there in front of the guitar. It was his first guitar. So anyway, his first performance was in May of 1956. That was his first public performance, 7,000 people in Ellis Auditorium at the time. It was right outside of Memphis. And the first pictures you see of him as he performed, he's got this cowboy hat on as a teenager. He looks pretty silly. But, man, you think about what he did, how he impacted music and popular culture. It really, I mean, I think, was there anybody who had more of an impact at that time on pop culture? I don't think so. And even going forward, isn't Elvis still very influential when it comes to pop culture stuff? Or is he, how much?
I think he sexualized music, for sure. I mean, look at how sexual music is now. He's the one that did that. Everybody used to just stand there and play.
Yeah, right. He moved his hips, man. He was... I found him, when I was a kid, to be fascinating. The music, when I started as a disc jockey in 1965, a lot of his stuff was really very popular. And there was something about it that captured my attention. People who have known me well, one of my friends sent me a lot of stuff, which is posted on my Facebook page, the history of Elvis, basically, in pictures, facebook.com/ Doug Steffen. It was a very important part of my youth. Growing up, Elvis was very influential on me and what I did and what I thought. Speaking of celebrity, I see that Fox is extending the Masked Singer to the point that Ellen is going to become the producer of a new spinoff. why would they ask? Well, she's an NBC property. Why wouldn't they?
She does it on her daily show.
Is that where it started?
Well, no. The Masked Singer was on, and then she kind of made a spinoff on her own show called The Masked Dancer, where it kind of as a joke, she would have some celebrity or comedian or someone come on dressed up in a ridiculous outfit, and they would dance most of the time badly, and then they would have to guess who was dancing. And this seems like it's going to be harder to figure out than The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how it actually goes, but I think it'll be kind of fun. Ellen has a way of making everything kind of, humorous and entertaining.
The ratings tied This Is Us as the top entertainment program.
With The Masked Singer?
Yeah.
Huh.
Right. I do know a lot of people who are watching it.
I'm obsessed. I love it. It's really so good.
So Nick Cannon is the host, right?
Yes.
And they have Jenny McCarthy and some other people who are on.
Robin Thicke is there.
Yep. So what's Ken Jeong's story? Why is he? I know I see him everywhere, but I don't know what's his original connection to celebrity.
He's been on a bunch of hit shows. He's been in the Hangover movies.
He used to be a doctor, actually. He's a doctor at Kaiser permanently.
Really?
Yeah, he actually is a medical doctor, yeah. And then decided that he wanted to be a comedian and gave up being a doctor. And it worked out. He's had a really successful career.
Yeah, good. 46 and change after the hour on the DJV program.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% B2C discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary.
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. When you think of a wrist injury, a fracture or break probably comes to mind. But many wrist injuries are actually to the ligaments, the ropes that connect bones to each other. Researchers are using 4D CT scanners to study these injuries.
We're scanning the wrist in real time. And so that allows us to look at how the bones are moving and try and analyze where, in fact, the ligament injury is happening.
Research team member Dr. Sanj Kakkar says it's hoped this work will lead to improvements in repairing the problem as well. Right now, the most common treatment is tendon reconstruction, using pins in the wrist that can leave the site immobilized for months.
So now what we're doing is actually putting what you'd maybe think of it like a shoelace and putting it in there to give you extra strength to these ligament reconstructions.
And stronger reconstructions mean patients can start moving sooner. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Time for us to have our weekly overview of what's going on in the betting world from Adam Burns, who is probably one of the country's foremost experts when it comes to the sports book, that whole world, which seems like a kind of a world unto itself. He's the sportsbook manager for betonline.ag. Betonline.ag, a great place to go if you are interested in betting, a lot of that stuff online. When I give you that much credit, what I found out about you, Adam, since we've started talking the last several months, is that you really are on top of the game, on top of your game, on top of the games, plural, because it really is. This is not just an online betting platform, but they focus on what is called the player approach. Do you want to explain that, Adam? What does that mean, the player approach to betting? You're not betting on players, are you, or are you?
Well, I mean, you know, on our site at betonline.ag, we like to, you know, aside from the traditional betting on just the game itself, we're pretty big on offering different things to bet on. So within the game, different prop bets, as we call them, or, you know, future bets on who's going to win certain championships and whatnot. But also we get a little deeper. As an example, just before I, you know, you guys called me up, I was putting up some prop bets for the national championship game on Monday. Stuff like, President Trump's supposed to be there, so will he be wearing a red tie? Will they show him on TV? Will he be seen singing the national anthem. You know, also stuff like how many times will they say Tigers during the first quarter since both teams are named the Tigers. So we're doing all those sort of fun things as well. And that's sort of the player approach we take, is that, you know, we try to cater to as many people as possible and some people to have fun with it. Obviously, you know, these type of bets, we're not here to try to rip people off and make a ton of money on it. And, you know, the limits are a bit smaller for these sort of things, because obviously there's no stats to go on. We're kind of just doing it from experience and whatnot. So, but that's sort of, I guess, kind of the player approach that we look at.
So what kind of technology does this require? Do people just use a laptop? I'm just trying to get to the basics here of understanding it, because I'm not a bettor. I'm not familiar. You're not the kind of a place that would have some guy walk through the door with a suitcase full of $100. I mean, $100,000 or $1 million in cash. Say, okay, put it on the fifth race and you know, this horse is going to win. That's not you, is it?
Well, I mean, there are players that are big-time players, and they'll bet games pretty heavily. But we try to cater more towards the average bettor. And, yeah, obviously you can make some money on it. And, you know, but we like these sort of entertainment type of prop bets and things to bet on. And it's fun for us to do, and it's fun for the clients as well. And even if you're just an average bettor, you know, you're sitting at a Super Bowl party, you're like, wow, I could actually bet on the coin toss, or I could bet on how long the national anthem is going to take to be sung. And, you know, people have that sort of, you know, they like that kind of thing. So we also like doing that as well as, but we do have those players that come in and want to make, you know, bet big and play big as well. So we kind of cater to everyone from, you know, the $1 bettor to the $100,000 bettor. And we have options pretty much, you know, within that realm. You know, but it's not a business where, the average bet probably on average per person is about $25, you know what I mean? But you have, like I said, those $1 bettors, you have those $100,000 bettors. But that's probably sort of the realm and scope of things in the grand scheme of things, yeah.
What's the technology required to do it? They're not calling somebody on the phone. Are you doing this all online? That's the name. The name of the outfit is betonline.ag. So
yeah,
you got to have a computer, or you got to have an iPad or a laptop or something.
Pretty
to
much
do this.
All online. You know, obviously, if you can bet from your laptop or desktop, mobile betting, whether it's on your phone or your tablet or iPad or whatnot, is taking over right now. I would say about 80% of our bets come in from mobile.
All right, so we got a few seconds left. Tom Brady shaking up a lot of people betting whether he stays at the Patriots. What are the odds he'll stay at the Patriots? Because I'm figuring he is going to stay at the Patriots.
We do have that up. We have him at 1-3 or -300 that he will stay with the Patriots. He did say he's going to play next year, so we took off the will he retire bet. But if he doesn't stay with the Patriots, we also have options on if he does not, where will he play. So we have the Chargers as the favorite. You know, a couple other teams, the Colts, the Raiders, are sort of among the favorites, the Browns. But I have a feeling, just same as you, that I don't see him leaving.
He's not going. He's not going.
Barring anything unforeseen. But you know what? People are still betting on both sides. I mean, there is a small chance that he does leave.
Yeah. You can also bet on whether he stays for a year or two. All right, so it's all at betonline.ag. Adam Burns, sportsbook manager for betonline.ag.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.